She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my
409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. Now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101. Coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii, and also live on the internet for everybody in the world to hear. First of all, I'd like to wish all of you a happy Labor Day coming up this coming Monday. But please, folks, do not drink and drive. I know you that drink, you think you're invincible and nothing's going to hurt you and you can drink, but it's not you. It's the person you hit. There's so many young lives that got lost because of unnecessary drunk driver on the road. Listen to the PSA that we play on the bottom of the hour. It's called "I Went to a Party, Mom." Well, she didn't go to a party, folks. She was actually going home from work. And a drunk driver smashed into her on the corner on the intersection of the Pali Highway and School Street. She was a young lady that passed away. And that's all not necessary. So please, don't drink and drive. We don't want to lose any listeners. We lose enough from old age. We don't need to lose any more. Oh, I see we have an early caller.
We have Dot 3 Dean.
Wow. Good morning.
Hey, good afternoon, actually, George. Well, I'm proud to say...
No, I said good morning because you're awfully early.
Well, I'm proud to say, strike another one up for Maui Toyota. We now have two Toyotas that within a year's time were both bought from Maui Toyota. Best place to buy a Toyota from.
Is that right?
Yep. Oh, best place. You know, yesterday, too bad I wasn't home to meet Damien Farias Sr. But, you know, there, my dad said, bright and early at 10 o'clock, as promised, there he was. He delivered the car, just as he promised, 10 a.m. yesterday.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And? How's it look?
Well, hey, it's a nice, oh, gosh, you got to see it. It's a nice car. It runs smooth. Oh.
For now.
About time we had gotten rid of our 2000 Honda Accord.
Hmm.
About time.
About time you stepped up to a real car.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So, yep. I mean, now all we have is Toyotas. So
you're dealing with a good man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was very good. You know, DJ was very cordial. You know, just like how your commercial says, everything is done on the phone. And like magic, the transaction is made, the car is delivered to your home, so you don't have to fly to Maui to make the arrangements.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Are you satisfied?
Yeah, very.
Good.
Very. My only regret was I wish I had met Senior yesterday. I had to work, so I wasn't able to meet Senior yesterday.
Mm.
Maybe another time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, Dean.
Mm-hmm. Aloha.
Well, that's another satisfied customer, but there's a lot of local people that have real negative thinking. Ah, that's a paid commercial. No, folks, that was for real. Sometimes you got to look at it positive, not negative. Now, this I got to tell you is, do you know that your car battery actually talks to you? It tells you when it's going to die. But you got to listen to it, okay? In the morning, when you go to start the car, instead of being in such a rush that you cannot hear anything, okay? Listen. Slow down. Observe things, okay? So when you start the car on the first crank, if it turns slow and then go fast, that battery is dying. Now, my cousin used to listen all the time to what I say. And one day, she called me and she's stuck at Jack in the Box. So I said, what happened? She said, my battery died. I said, didn't it talk to you this morning before you, before you went to work? She said, well, yeah, but I wasn't listening. Well, now you're listening, right? It won't start. So, anyway, it doesn't just die. When it's getting weak and going to die, it tells you it's going to die. So, and this other guy that has a hybrid SUV, he's driving along, and I looked at his dash. There's the battery. It's like a gas gauge. And the battery level is really low. So I told him, Bryson, that battery is going to die. And it's really expensive to replace it. Those electric batteries for electric cars is very expensive, folks. In the thousands. You can be lucky if you get away with $5,000. Okay? So, and only the dealer can do it. Because it's really high voltage. It's 500 to 600 volts. Okay? So, if you have any questions, give me a call. 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Okay, on Monday, September 1st, at the Hawaii Kai Shopping Center, there's going to be a big, big car show. That's on Monday, this coming Monday. I think it's around 4 p.m. that it starts. Not 4 a.m., 4 p.m. Okay? And all the car clubs are going to be there. So, if you're interested and want to see real cars, go take a look. Really awesome. And the guy, Harvey Maeda, on Kauai, he's got some real nice cars. Really nice. Those of you on Kauai, if you know Harvey, you know what I'm talking about. Beautiful cars. And every one of his cars run 30% ethanol. He's not messing around because he don't want to lose any of them. And ethanol doesn't do anything but preserve the engine. Adding ethanol to the gas also keeps the gas from weakening. So you can leave it in a tank for a long, long time and it will not deteriorate. Ethanol is like a preservative. You know, there's a lot of talk out there about how bad ethanol is. And, I really wish the mechanics would get the things together and get it straight. Because it's not the ethanol that's causing the damage. It's the gas. All of my cars run 100% ethanol. I don't use gasoline. And it's been running like that for years and years. So, what's up with that? Anyway, if you're going to do 80 miles an hour on the freeway, you better make sure you have the right tires. Okay? Tires have a speed rating, folks. Yeah, exactly. How can a cheap tire be made for 80 miles an hour? But people just go off and drive because everybody assumes tire is tire, but it's not. tires have a speed limit. And if you're custom to do 80 miles an hour, then get a speed rated tire. Otherwise, you're going to injure somebody or yourself and get killed. It's not worth it. Tire's life is 5 to 6 years. Whether it's sitting on the bench, brand new, or on your car, his life is 5 years. Look at the date on the side of the tire. There's an oval shape with four numbers in it. The first two numbers is the year. The second two numbers is the week. Go figure it out. If you can't figure it out, then have somebody figure it out for you. Okay, here's a question I have for you. You, the people of Hawaii and the world. If you're going 80 miles an hour, how long will it take to go 80 miles? Give me a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Okay? That is the question for today. If you're going 80 miles an hour in your car, how long will it take you to drive 80 miles? I don't hear anybody calling me. They're figuring it out. Okay, so check your tires, folks. That movie star that passed away, Paul Walker, he was a great guy. You know, it's such a loss for a talent like that to pass away because of old tires. Tires were 9 years old on a brand new Porsche. So even if you have a brand new car, folks, check the date on the tire. Oh, I see Dean running out of his house to go look at a tire. Okay, who do we have now?
We have Jim.
Hi, Jim.
Go in there.
Hi.
So it takes 1 hour to go 80 miles.
Hey, you smart man.
Not too tough, huh?
But I asked that of a lot of people, and they break out their calculators and they try to figure it out.
Oh, no.
I'm so happy we have smart people here. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, George.
Aloha. Wow. That's true, folks. Try it. When you go to a party or something, try asking that. Ask that of people. Hey, Wanda. How long does it take if you're going 80 miles an hour? How long does it take to go 80 miles? Wanda? Are you here? Well?
1 hour.
What? 5 hours?
One.
Oh, okay. Okay. Then if you're going 10 miles an hour, how long will it take you to go 10 miles? Wanda? Hello? Well? She's figuring it out. Check your brakes once a year, because safety check is supposed to check it, but they don't. Okay? You assume safety check when you have it done, everything is being checked. They don't. There's a whole long list to check, but they don't check it. That's why I'm against safety check. Number one, if it's not going to be enforced, get rid of it. If it's not going to be checked properly, get rid of it. What's the sense in having something that is not being enforced and done right? The state taxes is paying for this, and it's in the millions of dollars. Why waste the money? Keep it on the children's education. Cut it off. 40 states don't have safety checks, so why should we? I think it's break time, Wanda. Hello, are you there? Wanda?
Yes, We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nito.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, Rolling Bob, doing great, George. Just thinking about what you were saying about when you go to buy, see, when I go to buy tires, I always buy the best tire that I can afford. You know, and I, like you said, I look at the miles, you know, like they have the warranty, and I get the highest mileage because I don't do 80 in my Toyota.
Do you check the year it was made?
Nope. I'm going to have to go look at that. What do you do?
Oh, my goodness. A lot of places sell tires off the shelf 5 years old.
Wow. Well, you know, now people have know to look.
You got to look.
You would think they would look.
No, they don't. People are too much in a rush.
Oh, man, I know what you mean.
Before I forget, a good friend of mine, Brian Abe, brought me a CD for us to put on the Hawaiian Automotive website.
Oh, okay.
It's about the old drag racing at Hawaii Raceway Park.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah. And I've been trying to tell people to send us let us borrow the pictures or CDs so that we can put it up on our website because, you know, Bob, I don't think Honolulu is going to ever have another raceway park.
You know, I think about it all the time, too, and I know it's sad.
Yeah. You know you've been there with us.
Yeah, no, it was so much fun, clean.
Yeah.
You know, family night, everybody down there, the people are having fun with the kids and... But, you know, it's like I always say, they always go after what's enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, those guys are having too much fun. They're, no, we got it. We can't help that with that. But they'll put up a dog park.
It's because politicians never seen a racetrack.
Oh, right. I know.
Mm-hmm. But they seen a golf course.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, can I do?
My dog, Kolohi, he loves golf courses. He go chase the balls. And the golfers don't like that.
I know. Well, that's part of the game.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, now, anyway, as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Have a good holiday. Anyway, if you got a question, remark, whatever, give us a call at 808-296-5467, 808-296-5467. I wonder how the people in the Puna district is doing with their homes. They got hit, and I know they're hurting, but, you know, if you look at the positive side, it could have been worse. It could have been really worse where people lost lives. And lives is worth more than anything in the world. Because all the money in the world would never bring another life back. But money can build houses, build buildings. Money can replace that. But they cannot replace a life. So that's the positive side. Nobody died. It's okay. They can rebuild. Might take a little while, but it'll get done. Okay? So, anyway. I wish the people would do something about this, because there's an article that came out in a newspaper about the rail. The rail from the word get-go was all wrong. The estimates and everything they did, and they're supposed to be expert at this. Experts, people. They're not amateurs. Made the wrong estimate. Or they didn't give the people the real cost of building the rail, being afraid that the people might say, oh no, that's too expensive. That's why it's way over budget and they never even put one rail down. It's way, way out of sight. But what's bad is the businesses that they shut down on the rail site, the course, they condemned the land, but all of the land that they condemned were leased land. So the businesses on the leased land got nothing. They got no reimbursement. They just shut down. The landowner got the money. So, closing down businesses like that doesn't help the economy for Hawaii. It hurts it. It's going to be a domino effect all the way down the line. Okay, who do we have next?
We have Kevin from Pupukea.
Hi, Kevin.
Hey, George. How are you?
Okay, how are you doing?
Good, good. I caught the tail end of the tire thing on the how to find a year.
Mm-hmm.
I missed that part. Where is that on? Does it show on the tire?
Yes, it's on every tire. That's the law. And it's like an oval shape. With four numbers in it.
Okay.
Yeah, the first two numbers is the week, and the second two is the year.
Okay. Okay. And is there anything you can you request new tires or when you go to buy? Is that something that's?
Let me give you an example. You go to buy bread. You assume it's fresh bread, right?
Right.
And women are famous for this. They smell it and they squeeze it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Watch women. They always squeeze it and they smell it.
Yeah.
I don't know why women smell everything.
I'm not going there.
I know. Anyway. But nobody looks at how old the tires are. Tire could be sitting on the shelf in the tire shop for 5 years, and now it's no good.
Right. How do the distributors deal with you bringing up that maybe the tire, you ask to inspect them and tell them that you want an up-to-date tire? That's not out of line by any means then, huh?
No.
Yeah. Okay.
No, you're buying it. You know, that's your right. And that movie star, Paul Walker, that died in the Porsche.
Right.
That Porsche's tire, brand new car now, tires were 9 years old. That's what caused the crash.
Yeah.
I guarantee you. Because the rubber gets so hard and it doesn't follow the contour of the road. It starts skipping and flip the car.
In your experience, is any place in town better than others as far as keeping up-to-date tires?
Well, I've been picking up from Costco, and Costco has been pretty good.
Well, they're the cheapest game in town, pretty much, too.
Yeah, Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, what about Lex Brody?
It depends what you're buying. If it's a fast-moving tire like a Toyota Camry, then, yeah, more than likely you'll get a fresh tire. But always double-check. Ask to see the date.
Underlying tire, I mean, is a year old not too bad?
Not too bad, but 2-3 years, no. Because you got to remember now, you're going to put it on your car, and it's going to be more than 2 years you're going to have it on the car.
Exactly.
And then it's no good.
Yeah. Well, that answers my question, George. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Aloha. I know a lot of people say, well, I got tread on my tires. Like Steve Inouye, he said, yeah, he's got tread on his tires, but my son Todd had it up on the lift, and he told Steve, come look. The inside, your cords are all showing already. This tire is ready to explode. He was surprised. He never bothered to look inside. Well, that's Steve. Todd saved his life. Anyway, age is one, and checking the tires is number two. Okay? So remember when you bought the tire. Remember how old your tire is. It's for your safety, folks. I was talking to this one guy that has a Mustang, and he's complaining about the price of tire. So I said, you know, how much is your life worth? How much is your car worth? So he thought about it. He said, okay, you'll go buy new tires. It's not worth it, folks. It's best to say, good thing we did it. Instead of, oh gosh, we should have done it. Now we don't have a car. Okay? So, anyway, those are the things that you have to look at safety. Especially you have young ones going to drive. You know, for the first time. Make sure the car is safe, folks. And check all the fluids. Once a week, check your engine oil, your transmission oil, everything. Once a week when the engine is cool, not when it's hot. Okay? I know a lot of people are so lazy. They have no time to check the critical fluids in the car. Until something happens, then too late. Okay? So, check your fluids. I know on the BMWs, there's no dipstick, so you cannot check the fluids. Okay? Why they did that, I don't know. I guess because they assume people don't check anyway, so don't have to put a dipstick. So if you don't know where the dipstick is or how to check it, then go to Nita's Auto Repair and see my son Todd, and he'll gladly show you where everything is. Okay? Should be checked once a week. Your AC system should be serviced once every 2 years, or if you're particular, like some people, you do it every year. The reason for that is in the AC system, in the compressor, it has an oil. It has oil. That oil has to be changed, folks. Good example is this. What if you never change your motor oil for 5 years? What would happen? Oh, you wouldn't have an engine. That's what would happen to your AC system too. To save your money, service the AC. Okay? If you have any questions, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467.
You're listening to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Well, I saved my pennies and I saved.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair.
Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. He's at my final moment, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. And now, here's George!
Okay, we're back rolling again, and that was the PSA that we played, folks. That was the PSA. You know, it's really sad. So, that all wasn't necessary. If people would just use common sense, do not drink and drive. You know, back when we had the Hawaii Raceway Park open, I used to see a lot of racers, drivers, driving race cars, drinking and driving. The reason they drink is they're afraid of the car. They're afraid of the speed. Oh, they want to do it. But that's crazy. That is really crazy. On the mainland, you can't even hold a beer can in the pit area. The officials will throw you out, and you can never come back to the racetrack. That's the rules. NHRA does not fool around. You break the rules, you're out. Okay, the other fluid that I forgot to mention to you is the brake fluid. Majority of the cars out there now have plastic reservoirs for the brake fluid. The reason it's plastic is so you can see the color of the fluid. It should be clear. And if it's black and dark color, it needs to be changed. Change it, folks, because if it's dark and overdue, it's very dangerous. Very, very dangerous. Okay? The brakes can fail on you. Service it. flush it all out. Okay, who do we have next?
We have Steve from Kailua.
Hi, Ski.
Hey, George. First of all, it's nice hearing Wanda's voice again. You go, girl. I missed a couple of your shows. I was in the hospital.
Oh, boy. You okay?
I had pneumonia.
Oh.
Second time, but first time I kind of cured it. But this time I came back with a vengeance.
Oh, but now that.
Yeah, so, you know, it's just another life challenger.
Yeah.
I'm a survivor.
Good.
But anyway, the question for you is, I know you said that if you buy a used car, go to a dealership.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, can you explain the scenario on that?
Okay, of course, when you buy from a dealership, you don't buy as is. Okay, the law is.
The law?
Yeah, the law is the dealership can sell the car as is, as far as motor condition, transmission condition, but when it comes to anything safety, like brakes, shocks, suspension, steering, and tires, they got to replace it.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay, they got to replace it. But when you buy from private party, you know, no, there's no law that says they got to fix it.
Right.
You're on your own. But in today's climate, to find a good used car, oh, my goodness. Because it's common sense. People will not sell or turn in a good car. A car that is not giving them problems, they're not going to get rid of it. So people buying used cars, they're buying somebody else's problems.
Right.
Yeah. Especially with the bad gas that we have.
Right.
There's so much people don't know the octane and the quality of the gas. They're beating the living daylights out of the engine. Mm-hmm. We see it every week. Every week. And it's so sad.
Yeah, you got to find somebody to trust.
Mm-hmm.
The main thing. What would be a good year to buy a car? How old?
I would recommend Toyota. But nothing in 2000, from 2000 to 2010, no.
We're going to be higher than that?
Higher. And if you're going to go higher than 2010, buy new.
Wow.
Because the price difference in new and used is very small.
Wow.
And if you're buying it from Maui Toyota, it's cheap.
Okay.
See, if you're buying an, like, 2011 or 12, more than likely you're buying a lease car or rent a car.
Yeah.
And lease and rent a car, they don't take care of the cars. But if you're buying 99 and down, then you're okay. 99 and down is 100% manufactured in Japan.
99, that's what is that?
The 99s and down, older cars.
Yeah.
The Toyotas were all made 100% in Japan.
Uh-huh.
From 2000 to 2010, all the parts, everything was made in China.
Wow.
But because of the bad publicity America gave Toyota, the owners for Toyota said, no more. They're going to make everything 100% in Japan and give their people, the job. That was smart. I thought that was so smart. You take care of your people.
Right.
Never mind the profit. So, that's what they did. So, the 2011 on up, excellent. Big difference.
Okay, so Maui Toyota, that's the one you call.
Mm-hmm. 537.
Yeah. 5 3 7
4 4 4 7
4 4 4 7
And ask for the chief, Damien.
The chief.
Damien.
Okay. Chief Damien. Okay.
Okay.
All right. I think that's it. But you know, you don't have to look at the car and stuff, or.
No, if you don't know what you're looking at, he's going to tell you to go look at Surfco.
Surfco.
Yeah, go look at what you like, and then just call him and let him know what you want.
Okay.
And he will deliver to you.
Wow. All right.
That's service, man.
Yeah. Okay. All right, man. Thanks.
Okay.
Aloha.
Aloha. Okay. For those people on Kauai, you can buy ethanol from Harvey Maeda. Harvey has ethanol, and Harvey has the Royal Purple with the high metal protector that we recommend highly. And Harvey's number in Kauai, you have to call him, 651-2813, 651-2813. Harvey has the ethanol, and I recommend that. At least 2 gallons to one tank of Shell Premium. Only Shell Premium, folks. No Tesoro, not anymore. Only Shell Premium. Okay? On Maui, we now have a little bit on Maui. You can call Rodney, and Rodney has ethanol. Rodney's number is 344-1770. Okay? So, anyway, if you haven't tried it, you should try it. Your car will love you. Give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467.
You know, you were making a comment about Bryce's car.
Mm-hmm.
He needed to change his battery.
Mm-hmm.
So did he do it?
Huh?
Did he do that? Change the battery in his car?
Wanda, it's almost 10 grand.
So what is he going to do?
He's stuck. I don't know what he's going to do. He's still paying for it. Still got payments. And the battery gauge showing is dying. So he's stuck between the rock and the hot spot.
Bryce, you listening? Call us at the show.
Bryson is never going to call. He's embarrassed.
Oh, I want to ask him questions.
You want to ask him questions? Yeah. Yeah, and embarrass him some more? I don't think so. I mean, he's kind of in bad shape. He has a beautiful 73 Oldsmobile Cutlass Supreme. One like you had before, Wanda. But his is fully loaded and power windows the whole 9 yards. Not the cheapy. But he don't want to drive it every day because he don't want to crank up the mileage. And he said,
what's the mileage now on that car?
Oh, it's really low.
Really?
Yeah, and he don't want to show it to you because he don't want, excuse me, he don't want you to be envious.
I forgot what it looked like, his car. Did he have the nice bumper or the other one that has that, I don't know, rubber piece on the going across of it?
I don't know. He has the top of the line 73 Oldsmobile Cutlass Supreme.
I gotta say one thing about that car though. You know how it had the chrome bumpers?
Mm-hmm.
So it was solid. I can't tell you how many times people bumped me from the back because I had that trailer hitch.
That trailer hitch did damage to their car.
Yeah, the trailer hitch saved me how many times?
Yeah, I know. But you don't have the car no more, so. And Bryson said he's going to tease you because he's going to have his Oldsmobile painted by Autotech. And he's going to paint it the same blue as yours was.
Oh, copycat.
Yeah. And he's going to drive it in front of you and tease you because his is running perfect.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. And has no rust.
That car, or mine, it always used to rust in the same places. How many times I fixed it and it always rusts in the same place?
Well, His one has no rust, and he's wait. He's gonna tease you.
That's the 8-cylinder car.
Yep, he's gonna tease you. It eats gasoline, but he don't care, because he's gonna make Wanda drool. He's got a beautiful car. It's a really beautiful, beautiful car. That car is worth putting money into. So, anyway, this is a Labor Day weekend, folks. So, please don't drive fast. Don't drink and drive. Okay? It's not the point about getting arrested or whatever. It's the point about safety. You don't want to put some young person down.
Okay, we'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Well, I save my pennies and I save my dimes.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and give us a call at 808-296-5467, 808-296-5467. Don't wait till we're going off the air. Everybody always do that. Call last second and expect to get the answer in 2 seconds. So, anyway, give us a call. If you have a question, because once we're off the air, that's it. You got to wait till next week. Okay? Okay. For those of you with the, and I was reminded to remind you again. Those of you with the foggy headlights, to clean it, go get a soft towel, Mother's Aluminum Mag Wheel Polish. Mother's Aluminum Mag Wheel Polish. Get a little dab it, and rub it out. It will come just like new. Go try it. The cheapest way to do it. Okay? Okay. And Shell V-Power 92. It's the only gas we recommend, along with 2 gallons of ethanol. Okay. Who's next?
We have Bob from Honolulu.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, George. I just want to share something with you. I listen to you all the time. And I just remembered what my dad used to always tell me. Okay, I want to share this with you. Take care of your wife, and your wife will take care of you. It's like a car. You take care of your car, and your car will certainly take care of you. I just thought I'd share that with you.
That's a good one.
Thank you very much, George.
Thank you.
You're the top. You're the top. Right on, brother. Hello. Bye-bye. Bye.
Well, what he said is true. Bob said it's true, folks. But a lot of men don't take care of the wives. Okay? They end up driving the new car, and the wife drives the hand-me-down. It should be the other way around. The wife drives the new car, and the husband drives the hand-me-down. What's the reason for that? It's because, one, you guys listening, listen good. It makes you look good to the women. The women think, hey, that guy is good. He takes care of his wife. Okay? Number two, the car is safer for the wife. You don't want her getting stalled or whatever. So always she drive the better car. But men always say, but she gonna bang them all up. But she's not dead. She's not hurt. That's okay. You can replace the car. But you can't replace her. Okay? So take care. And the reason Bob says you take care of the car, it will take care of you. Yes, because you take care of the car, the steering is good, perfect, the brakes is good, everything's working perfect. You will not lose control and get into a bad accident and get killed. Okay? That's what is meant. So, okay, who's next?
We have Ken from Pro City.
Hi, Ken.
Hey, hi. I have a question about that ethanol.
Mm-hmm.
You know, recently we had that hurricane, and I bought this generator, you know, small generator. And I'm wondering, can I run pure ethanol in it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it won't damage it or anything? Or
no.
As far as cleaning?
No. Ethanol is actually vodka. If it damages anything, you cannot drink it, my friend. You die because your stomach softer than the engine.
Oh, so what? Could I drink ethanol and just take a shot there?
Yeah, you can. Ethanol is vodka. Vodka is 70% ethanol, 30% water.
Okay? Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I can go ahead and just start it up, and I want to test out my generator. So
yeah, you can.
Using it would be great then.
You can put it in, but you got to adjust the carburetor for the ethanol. That's it.
Leaner, richer, that kind of thing?
Yeah. You just adjust it to the smoothest idle, and that's it.
Oh, great. So how's the state? I mean, are they going to give you a permit to go ahead and distribute
the state ethanol? Is dead against ethanol. There's no politician that uses it. The only ex-politician that use it is former governor George Ariyoshi.
Mm.
He loves it.
So these upcoming elections, then the only way we can get it is to question the candidates about the governor about
what's their feeling on ethanol.
Yeah.
You see, you know, I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, Hawaii, the economy is not that good, right?
Right.
Okay. The ethanol project will create over 1,000 new jobs on each island. Over 1,000 new jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all going to be a domino effect.
Yeah, like you said, but they don't want to generate jobs. You just want to collect taxes.
Yeah, but they're so stupid. If everybody keep losing the job, they're not going to have taxes. But you put everybody to work, you got more taxes.
Hmm.
You got to go in a volume. But they don't see it. The molasses that got spilled in the harbor that killed all the fish and everything.
Hmm.
That's what we make ethanol from. What a waste. What a waste.
Yeah.
And if you spill ethanol in the ocean, I guarantee you not one fish or crab or whatever will die. They'll love you for it because they're going to get drunk. And they're going to love it.
Well, we got to get something going with these politicians then.
That's right.
Open their eyes.
And they can make Hawaii the number one state in the country.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
So frustrating. I mean, everything they do, they
spend money.
Yeah, that's all they do.
To make money, that's not in their dictionary.
Mm.
That's sad.
Yeah, just like the rail system.
Oh, yeah.
Everything.
It's a money drain.
Mm-hmm. You said people getting paid off.
Yep. Prostitutes.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate your call. Yeah, thank you so much for answering me, and I'm going to try it. So I just go down to your shop and pick up the ethanol. Huh?
Yep. Try it in your car. You're going to love it.
Oh, okay. And what, do you sell those containers, the gallons or the 2-gallon
no,
jugs or whatever?
No, people go down to Napa and buy the stuff and come down and fill it up and go home.
Oh, Okay, all right. And then just for me, does it matter whether your tank is half full or
no matter
or fill up? You'll mix in good with the gasoline.
Oh yeah, mix real good.
Oh, okay.
Your car will love you. I promise you, your car will love you for it.
Yeah, okay. All right.
And your car, if your car could get up on his wheels and hug you, he would hug you.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and try to do that then.
Okay, you try it.
All right, appreciate that.
All right.
Thank you.
Aloha.
Okay.
Okay. Give us a call. You got a few minutes left. Clock's ticking. Wanda, I ask you a question. If you're going 10 miles an hour, how long will it take for to go 1 mile?
10 minutes.
you figured it out? You thought I was going to say 10 miles. I said 1 mile. Well, oh, she's breaking out her calculator.
No.
Yeah, anyway, folks, again, I'm reminding you, please, this is a holiday weekend. Please do not drink and drive. This is the second year that I'm spending in Honolulu. Usually, I'm off on Kauai, Maui, or the Big Island at the races. Well, our junior drags the kids, don't have a racetrack here, so there's no track, and they're not going to the other islands. So that's why we're stuck on Oahu. It's sad. The kids in the junior dragster program were so happy to go racing. It was fun. The kids were from 8 years old to 18. 8 to 18. And the program we had on Oahu was the only one in the nation. Oh, there's another one in Oregon that got our program. It requires grades. The kids cannot have academic grade below C. You got a grade below C, you cannot race. But you can get a note from the teacher that your grade is improving, then you can come back and race. So, that no other place in America that requires grades. And that should be. That should be. Because I believe in Oregon, the kids cannot, if they have a driver's permit and they have a grade below B, they cannot drive. How's that? I think that's awesome. Anyway, it's that time again. That we got to say aloha. And I'd like to thank all the callers that call in. It's really nice to hear the different voices. It's precious to us. Anyway, please remember, take care of each other. Take care of the children. Please don't drink and drive. And we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.
Preceding program.